Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, okay, saints. We need to hold on and give the others a chance to join. Elder Raymond, I do see you here. God bless you. God bless
you.
Amen. And Deacon Charles, I see you have joined us this evening. Thank you. Thank you. And you two right now are the only two that are on. And we normally, when we're on the other line, we give 5 minutes for people to get on. So we just have to give some more time here so that others will join us. Praise God. Amen. I see Elder West just joined us. Let me let him come in and say hello. Good evening, Elder. How are you?
I'm okay, Apostle. I'm doing okay.
Amen. Amen, beloved. Amen. Yep. Praise God. Praise God. For the few minutes that we're waiting while others are chiming in, I'm just going to put on a song and just let that play and give people a few minutes to get on.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You are declaring there is power.
There is power.
bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest. Oh,
you are bigger, bigger than the
biggest.
You are stronger,
stronger than the strongest. Oh, you are higher,
higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest.
You are bigger,
you are bigger,
bigger than the biggest.
You are stronger, stronger than
the. Amen, beloved. Amen. Once again, it's Jesus at the center. He's at the center of every single thing that we are going through. And he's the one that I need. He's the one that we look forward to. He is the one that we can depend on. Jesus is at the center. He is truly the one that I need. He's the one that each of us need. So I want to thank you once again for coming together here on Our Heart to Heart line for prayer tonight. I thank you. You've been diligent, very faithful, and to God be all of the glory. So just let me give you a couple of ground rules as far as how the line will run tonight. Elder Raymond will be leading the call. Yes, he'll be leading the call. As you so desire, if you desire to pray, I have to ask you to press 1 on your keypad because of the fact that we're in the online in the studio. So I'm looking at the studio right now, so I see all of the phone numbers of those that have called in. Elder Raymond also has some people that are lined up to call. To speak, praise God, to speak. And so he'll call on those people. And Elder Raymond, before I turn it over to you, just let me let you know that Deacon Charles has already pressed 1 on his keypad, so he's ready to
Amen.
You so desire. Amen. And Amen. Like I said, for y'all, press 1 on your keypad, and we will allow you to pray and or give a scripture tonight. And to God be the glory. Praise God. All righty, Elder Raymond, I turn it over into your hands, man of God. Go ahead and you lead us tonight. Thank you.
Amen. I thank you, Apostle, for this opportunity. God bless you all, and thank you for calling in on our call-in line. Before we get started, I'd like to get any requests for prayer that you might have. Does anybody have any prayer requests?
And you would have to press 1 on your keypad for the prayer request also so that I could see you.
Praise God.
Requesting yes,
prayer for my daughter, Katrina. They shut down her business today, so I'm just praying for all those monetary businesses that were shut down as of 5 o'clock today, that God would still be in control.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are there any other prayer requests? I'm sorry.
Yes, I would like to put Danielle also specifically on the prayer line. Her business was completely shut down. She does the daycare in her home. All of the parents, of course, are working from home, so she does not have children now to take care of, which is her total income. So she is totally out of work as well.
Amen. Are there any others?
Anyone else? Press 1 on your keypad so that I can see, so I can pull you in. Okay, sir. Doesn't look like anyone else has a request at this moment.
Amen. Well, I'd like to start off with a prayer and a scripture. The scripture that I have chosen to bring forward is John 1:1.
Yeah, Elder, one moment, beloved. Someone else did chime in. Your last 4 digits are 4176. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it's Malkia. I'm actually praying for clarity in breathing. I've been having challenges with asthma. Yesterday, I feel a lot better today, but I'm just praying that it continues to be I can't even get it out. My breathing continues to be good, and I don't have any complications with breathing going forward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Are there any others?
Danny, do you want to pray?
Okay, go ahead.
Are there any other prayer requests?
No, sir.
Okay.
Nothing is showing up on the line right now. Go ahead, please.
Okay, well, thank you, Apostle. Elder West, can you open us up in prayer, please?
Just one moment. Okay. Go ahead, Elder.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, Father, for this day, Lord God. I pray, Father God, for each and every one that's on the line. I pray, Father God, for the families that, Lord God, are really going through there in this time, Lord God. I pray that, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, will just continue to strengthen, Lord God, even now, Lord God. I pray, God, that you will comfort the family, comfort the brokenhearted, Lord God. Comfort those that, Lord God, who've lost someone, God. God, I pray, Father God, for those that are impacted by this virus that's been going around, Lord God. I pray, first of all, Lord God, that everyone that, Lord God, that will hear or be on this prayer line or even hear these words, that, Father, that, first of all, they will have an encounter with you, Jesus the Christ, Lord God. And that, Father God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, will just come and invade every area of our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And that, Father God, because you invade every area of our lives, Lord God, that, Father God, we have nothing to fear about because, Lord God, greater is Christ in us than the devil who's out in the world, Lord God. And, Father God, we thank you even now, Father, for your provisions, Lord God. I pray, God, for your supernatural strength. I pray, Lord God, even now that, Lord God, as Father, as people are maybe going back, listen to this podcast, that I pray, Father God, that they will have an encounter with you, Lord God, and that, Father God, you will show yourself mightily, Lord God, and that, Father God, is there anything too hard for you, Lord God? And the answer is nothing, oh God. And Father God, we pray even now, Lord God, that Father God, for those that are weak right now, that God, that they'll be strengthened, Lord God. And that Father, the joy of the Lord is their strength, oh God. And I pray, Father God, even now, that Father, that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, will just continue to saturate, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that you will cause them to be a fire, Lord God, to burn within our hearts and in our minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I pray, Father God, for those that, I pray, Father, for Tia, Lord God, that Father God, concerning the, her and Kyle, Lord God, as they prepare, Lord God, for the birth of little Mason, Lord God. We pray right now that, Lord God, your divine hedge of protection to be upon them, Lord God. We pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, will watch over them, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for, Father, for your supernatural protection, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, for your covering, Lord God, that, Father God, dispatch your angels, Lord God, even now, Lord God. Even in the surgical center, Lord, in the hospital, Lord God, where they're going to be, Lord God, that, Father God, that they're going to be covered, Lord God, because, Lord, they're covered by you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we, Lord, believe your report, Lord God. We stand on your report, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word, Father God. We stand on you, and Lord, everything that, Lord God, you declare for us, Lord God, these things we ask and thank you in Jesus' name. So be it.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
No? Elder Raymond, he's finished.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't hear the ending. Deacon Charles, would you like to pray at this time?
All right. Thank you.
Wait one second. Somebody is being very live in the background on their line. There's a lot of noise going on the background, so please be mindful that you are live. You can be heard. You can be heard on the phone line. So if I knew which one it was, I could mute it out right now, but I don't know where the noise is coming from, so I can't mute it. Go ahead, Deacon Charles. I apologize for interrupting you.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will comfort those who are suffering. lend the skills to the hands of all the healers and bless the means for their use in curing your bodies of any ailments. Give them such confidence in the power of your grace that even when they are afraid, Lord, that they may put your trust in you, that they may put their trust in you. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray and ask you of all these things, and we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for those words. Is Brian DeShazzo, Minister DeShazzo, on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can you pray at this time? Would you like to pray at this time?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of everything that's going on, Lord God, that as we're putting our trust in you, Lord God, that you're keeping us safe, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because even in your word, Lord God, it says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because you are proving yourself ever so true to your word, Lord God. I thank and praise you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, Lord God, and I just ask, Lord God, that your grace and your mercy will continue to flow, Lord God, through the strength, Lord God. In your name, we give you all the praise and all the honor. Amen.
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 Brother Frederick, are you on the line? Are there any other brothers from New Vision on the line that would like to pray?
If you are, please press 1 on your keypad. Okay, just a moment. Here. Okay. Your last 4 digits, 1828.
Hey, how you doing, Apostle?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to pray at this time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pray.
Amen.
Pray, Father God, I just thank you for this day, God. I thank you for this blessing of God once again, God, to be in the land of the living, Father God, to serve you, to worship you, to honor you, to praise you, to magnify you, God, to give your name all the glory and all the praise, God. I thank you, God, for this blessing our church family, God. I thank you for the blood covering, God, upon every member, God, that's representing New Vision, God. I thank you for keeping them in. Covering them in your blood, God. I thank you for covering their jobs. Thank you for covering their kids, God. I thank you for just meeting every need, Father. God, I thank you for the blood covering, God, upon this ministry, God. I thank you, Father God, for the blood covering, God, upon this nation, God. I thank you for the blood covering upon every man, woman, and child today, God, that might still be in fear, that might still be in worry, or might be stressed out. God, I thank you for just moving, Father. Father God, moving upon them, God, and giving them the peace and the grace, God, that they need. That they need, Father God. I thank you, God. God, I thank you, God, that you will reveal yourself even more, God. Father God. Father God, to your people, God. I thank you, God, that they already have the victory, God. Because, Father God, Jesus went to the cross, God, and died for all our sins, God. And God, I just thank you, and I praise you, and I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Glory
amen.
To God. Is there anyone else, any of the other men from New Vision that would like to pray at this time? Okay. Apostle, do you see anyone?
I don't see... I see Erica's line is open. Erica from New York, her line is open, so I think she wishes to pray. That's the only one that I see right now.
Okay.
If anyone else desires to pray, please press 1 on your keypad. But right now, Elder Raymond, Erica from New York.
All right. Erica from New York, would you like to pray with us at this time?
Yes. Blessings to New Vision and to all the brethren in the faith. I want to thank the Lord for another day of life, another day of victory. No matter what we see, no matter what we feel, what we endure, we got to remember that our Redeemer lives. I would like to bring the word from Psalm 61. The word of the Lord is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemies. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will of thy wings, Selah. For thou, God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy, the truth which may preserve him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We exalt your name. We give you honor and glory. We magnify your name. Lord, I want to thank you for your grace and mercy, for you said in your word that your grace and mercy shall be every day new. You said, Lord, that you will be with us. You say you will provide for us, and I believe you. I want to thank you tonight, Lord, because you have been our high tower. You have been our refuge, our strength. You have been our present help in the time of need. And tonight I want to lift up all those who are brokenhearted, all those who are afraid, all those who are suffering, who are mourning, who are in pain in the name of Jesus, all those who are depressed and oppressed, all those who haven't had a good night's sleep, all those that are worried because they don't know when the next day is going to come and what the next day is going to bring. But in the name of Jesus, I lift up this day, and I lift up everyone on the prayer line. Lord, I ask that tonight you will give us all peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I ask tonight, Lord, that you will cover us, continue covering us with the mantle of Job, that mantle that you gave to Job, that nothing that the adversary wanted to do without God's permission was able to come to pass. That is why he said to God that you have him covered. But, Lord, I want to thank you because we have that covering. And I want to thank you because I know you love us unconditionally. And I lift up all the men of the ministry, New Vision for Life. Lord, continue to give them strength, wisdom, understanding. Continue to lift them up higher and higher. Oh, Lord, I ask that that will be a brotherhood, a powerful brotherhood, Lord, that when they pray, they will move mountains. The earth will shake just by them calling on your name. And, Lord, as I pray tonight, I thank you for the men in the ministry, New Vision for Life. I pray, God, that you will continue to open the roads and give them more word and allow them, Lord, to be used the way you want to use them, Lord. And I pray for each and every one tonight is having heartbreak or that is going through something, because I know that this life is not easy. This is not an easy life, and especially with this epidemic that is affecting everybody's health. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, I want to give you the honor. I want to give you the glory, Lord. I magnify your name. And for those people, Lord, that their business is being shut down, oh, Lord, I ask that you will open another door, because when one door shuts, another one opens. And as I pray tonight, Lord, I ask that you will bless that sister, that she will have no need to worry about anything, because you are her shelter, you are her God, and you are her provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, her provider. And I thank you, Lord, because I know so shall it be. And all these things I ask in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to pray at this time? Anyone else that would like to pray?
Apostle Roslyn is on.
Amen. Apostle Rosalind, would you like to pray?
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. First of all, God, we just want to say thank you, God. I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be in our right minds with activities of our limbs. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Lord God, for your faithful remnant, Lord God, who has been coming together, Lord God, to cry out on your name day and night. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for impulsing and catapulting your people, Lord God, to take their rightful positions, Lord God, as your royal priesthood, Lord God, to just stand in the gap for this nation, Lord God, and for others, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that even during this time you're drawing souls unto your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we even take authority over every spirit of antichrist, every spirit of deception, every lying spirit, every spirit of confusion, to try to keep their minds, try to keep them from coming to know you. We bind every contrary spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now we pray, Lord God, that as these spirits are bound, Lord God, that you would dispatch your ministers and angels, that you dispatch your ministers unto them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. Father God, we're praying that you open their eyes to see, that you open their ears to hear, Lord God, that you would circumcise their hearts, take away those hearts of stone, give them hearts of flesh, Lord God, that they might receive, hallelujah, of your promise, Lord God, during this time. Father God, we thank you for your word going forth. We thank you for drawing your people near and nigh to you during this time, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you're stirring up the flame on the inside of us, Lord God, that we would go deeper in your word, God. Hallelujah, we would seek your face more. Hallelujah, we will worship you and praise you day in and day out, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us all things. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being able to come before your throne room and cry out to you. You are Abba, Father, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can trust on you, that we can lean on you, that we can depend on you. Hallelujah, Lord God, you hear us when we cry. Hallelujah, Lord God, and you hearken unto our petitions, Lord God. Glory be to God, because you're a good, good Father. Father God, we thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Glory be to God. Father God, continue, Lord God, to look upon all the public workers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, whatever department they may be in, whether they be in the medical field, Lord God, all of our military, Lord God, our political workers, Lord. Father God, we lift up our policemen, Lord God, our firemen, Lord God. Father God, we lift up those that are still working in the schools and in the restaurants, Lord. Father God, all those that are working in various departments, Lord God, that are still out in the streets and out in harm's way, Lord God. We just lift up, hallelujah, Lord God, your banner of protection over them right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm praying, Lord God, through your grace and your mercy, Lord God, touch those CEOs, touch those, hallelujah, business owners, Lord God, and managers, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that they will operate in justice, Lord God, and they will be concerned about their employees, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for supernaturally providing masks and gloves and things that people may need, supernaturally giving them strategy, Lord God. Father God, I've seen it with my own eyes how some of the businesses were given, how someone had a supernatural strategy, Lord God, to implement during this time. And, Lord God, I thank you that you're still unraveling, Father God, your mysteries. You're still unraveling your instruction and direction for your people. Father God, we lift up our president. We lift up those who stand in positions of authority over us, our government, governors, our mayors, hallelujah, all those, hallelujah, Lord God, who stand in positions of authority over us anyway. Father God, we're continuing to pray, Lord God, for them, God, that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them knowledge, that you would give them strategy, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, just as I heard someone say today, Lord God, continue to lift up, Lord God, the just and wise counselors, hallelujah, on our behalf. Your word says to pray for the king and those in authority over us, that we might live in peace in the land. So, Father God, we're lifting up, hallelujah, every leader in this nation, even every spiritual leader, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we might live in peace in this land, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you are the Lord God, our provider, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that where one provision is not made, I thank you, Lord God, that you still provide for us in other ways. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're making provision. If you're making provision for those, hallelujah, whose businesses, the doors have been shut, who have lost their jobs, Lord God, who are out of work during this time, Lord God, you're making supernatural provision for your daughter, Katrina. You're making supernatural provision for your daughter, Danielle. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we, hallelujah, you're a good father. You wouldn't leave them abandoned. You wouldn't leave them lonely. You wouldn't leave them without. So, Father God, we just cry out, hallelujah, to the Lord, our provider, our Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah, we lift up the mothers, Lord God, to be the mothers that will be delivering children soon, Lord God, the DeShazzo family, the Foster family, Lord God. We continue to plead the blood of Jesus over them. We continue, Lord God, to stand in the gap and declare and decree that everything will go well. There'll be no hurt, harm, danger, seen or unseen in the name of Jesus. Your angels encamped around about them. They're covered in your precious blood. You will supernaturally provide for them that they will be able to go into that hospital room with their spouses, Lord God. Their spouses will not be not permitted in those rooms, but they will be in the rooms right beside them, Lord God, cheering them on and encouraging them, Lord. We thank you that you're supernaturally and divinely assigning doctors and medics unto them, Lord God, in the name of nurses, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, we declare and decree that these children shall come forth well, hallelujah, with no issues, with no hindrances, with no hiccups, Lord God. They're going to be completely well in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for increase in the kingdom of God. Father God, we just lift up those who are dealing with loss during this time. We lift up the West family, the family in Panama, the family in all across the states, Lord God, and all those, hallelujah, we even called Pastor Frank Pastor, all those that were touched, Lord God, Kai and her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all others, Mikey, all others, Lord God, hallelujah, we're dealing with loss during this time, Lord God. Father God, Lord, you are a healer. Lord, you are a comforter. Father God, you're a help. Hallelujah, Lord God, a present help in a time of need. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're going, you're able to go to every heart and every mind, one by one and collectively, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, minister to them, wrap them up in your arms, comfort them, protect them, defend them, keep them in their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those that are grieving, keep them in their minds, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will, hallelujah, Lord God, help them, Lord God, to grieve healthily, Lord God, and we come up against the spirit of grief over taking them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We, hallelujah, we're rebuking and binding in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that they might mourn, they might weep, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that they're going to come through this thing, Lord God, healthily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for making supernatural provision, Lord God, for every household that's dealing with loss and is having to prepare the homegoing services for various loved ones, Lord God. Father God, please make supernatural provision, whatever it is, Lord God, concerning the service, concerning the funds, if there be, hallelujah, bills, medical bills, overdue medical bills that still need to be paid, Lord God. Father God, please make a way out of no way, Lord God, concerning these various situations, Lord God. Father God, we continue to cry out to you for healing, God. Father God, look upon that list of 150 and some plus, Lord God. Look upon every petition, Lord God. Look upon every desire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that your people are crying out to you for, especially those who stand in need of a healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we continue to stand in the gap and cry out for those who have been affected by this virus and need healing. Father God, we continue to cry out to you concerning Deacon Charles, Lord God, Brother Ray, Elder Eldridge, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Minister Lee's mother, Marisha's mother-in-law, Lord God, we lift up Malkia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we speak to their bodies, Lord God. We command their bodies to align with the word of God. We speak the word of healing unto them in the name of Jesus, and we stand on your word. By your stripes, they are healed. The prayer of faith heals the sick. Hallelujah, Lord God, healing is of the children's bread, and they are your children, God. So, Father God, we thank you. We pray, Lord God, that you will reach down from heaven and touch their bodies and align their bodies with your holy word, that they be able to breathe clearly, Lord God, that you will completely eradicate asthma and any issues, Lord God, with the lungs, Lord God, that you eradicate every cancerous cell, Lord God, that they be able to walk out completely free, Lord God, that you allow them, that you will restore and heal their bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch hearts, touch minds, touch pancreases, touch, hallelujah, Lord God, kidneys, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, brain cells, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hearts, Lord, Father God, lungs, God, in the name of Jesus, feet, Lord God, toes, hallelujah, hands, Lord God, fingers, touch, hallelujah, Lord God, every aspect of your people's body, Lord God, and Father God, we just pray and speak supernatural healing. Father God, continue to watch over our elderly and our loved ones, Lord God, Mother Cherry, Mother Stevens, all others, hallelujah, Lord God, who may be, hallelujah, Lord God, and the senior housing, Lord God, we lift up Mr. Edwards, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up caretakers in the name of Jesus. Continue to supernaturally strengthen them, God. Continue, Lord God, to keep their mind stayed on you, God, that they would not be overcome with worry or anxiety, Lord God, but they would continue to lean on you, their provider. in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way, God. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Your loving kindness and your tender mercies that are renewed to us day by day. And Lord, we just thank you for this time of prayer and crying out to you. And Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you for those encouraging words. Is there anyone else that would like to pray at this time?
I have a scripture.
Go ahead.
Today, as I was reading earlier this morning, I got such great comfort from this scripture, and I pray the same for everyone on this line. Revelation, the 21st chapter, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Mm-hmm. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And in the end, I will give unto him that is athirst for the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be, his God, and he shall be my sons. Amen.
Thank you for those encouraging words. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to pray?
Father.
Anyone else?
Yes, there is. Did someone just start praying?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
If someone to pray, go ahead.
We just thank you, God. We thank you for your words of encouragement. We thank you, God, for lifting our hearts, for letting us know that this is not the end, God. But you have a plan for your people. And, God, we thank you for your plan shall unfold bit by bit, Lord God. We thank you for encouraging our hearts, God, and we thank you for giving us the strength and the power to go on each day, Lord God, to believe you more, to trust you more, to have faith in your word more. God, continue to just lift us up, God. Pull us closer to you, Lord God, that our hearts may jump for joy because we know that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we could ever hope or imagine. God, we're looking as if, God, it is finished, but it is not finished, God. You're still on the throne. You're still in control. You still know what you're doing, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you, God, for no matter what's going here on earth, God, you've already seen it. God, it didn't just happen and take you by surprise, God, but you knew it afore more. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you for your armor of protection that you placed over us. We thank you, God, for drawing us near. God, we thank you that because you have allowed something drastic to happen, it has called us to come to prayer, God. It has called us to rely on you more, to trust you more, God, which is causing our relationship with you to grow more, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for a closer relationship. We thank you for letting us know that you are our Father and you are a good, good Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for you're not touched by all of this, Lord God, but you know your children need you and you're hearing the cries of your children, God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because we know that you are in charge. God, you're in charge over every facet of our life, not just some, but ever. Everything, God, and as we bring everything to you, God, you're just being a good, good Father, and I thank you for that. I thank you for these words tonight, Lord God, that has encouraged me all day long just to think about the new heaven and the new earth that you prepared for your people, God, and you're going to be with us, and you're going to call us by name, God, and we are so grateful tonight to know that this is not the end, God, and we thank you for the hope that lies within your word. We thank you for the strength and the peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for those words. Thank you for those words of encouragement. We really appreciate it. Is there anyone else that would like to pray at this time?
Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. We bless you. We thank you and we honor you, Father God. We thank you for such a peace on this line. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that your presence has given us the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We just thank you that we are still gathering together in prayer and unity and on one accord, Lord God, because this has given us the strength to continue to move forward and not be moved by what's going on. We are to be kept informed so we know what to do. But God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we have not allowed fear to take over. So, Lord God, we just give you praise right now and we rejoice at your great name because there is something that happens when we call on the name of Jesus. It just gives us such a great peace, oh God. And so we just thank you right now, Lord God, for just being with us, even on the line and in our household, Father God. We thank you for your presence that has moved through this line, oh God, and moved in our households, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, for that comfort that you've given us right now. I just thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of our leaders that wanted to continue in prayer and not just for that one night, Lord God, but to continue in prayer on a daily basis, Father, because I truly believe that this has given us the strength and the power that we needed to not be overwhelmed by what we see, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we're just asking that you allow us to see the situation through your eyes, oh God, and you allow us to hear, Lord God, what you are hearing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you just continue to bless this line, Father, in the name of Jesus, and bless your people that that unselfishly give up their time every evening to come here to pray and worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your plan, and we know that you are moving, Lord God. We know that you are making a way, Lord God. We know that you have everything. Everything is taken care of, Father. So we need not worry because we serve a great and mighty God, and you don't change your mind, and you don't, your promises come to pass in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we have nothing to be worried about, Lord God, because we can just rest in your arms, Lord God, and we can pray for those that may not have enough strength to pray during this time, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. And I just want to lift up Malkia to you, Lord God, that you would touch her respiratory system right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would cause the asthma to cease and desist right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that you would touch her airways, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you now that her airways and her lungs are being healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now. Lord God, we come against the attack that's tried to come against her, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we stand on one accord as the body of Christ, oh God, and we're lifting up your daughter to you. God, allow her airway to be open that she would breathe, Lord God, without complications in the name of Jesus. No asthma attack, Lord God, that would cause her to have to go to the hospital. God, no asthma attacks, no asthma attacks in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you right now, Lord God, that you're working, Father God, and that her life is in your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so we trust you, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that she's resting in you each and every night, Father, that even when it seems like she can't breathe, oh God, that she will call on the name of Jesus, Lord God, and you will come to see what it is that your daughter needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even in the midnight hour, Lord God, when she feels like she can't breathe, God, she will call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that she will call on the sweet name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. So we just thank you right now, Lord God, that you're working, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you hear our prayers, God. We know that you have not left us nor forsaken us, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I just pray that you would just begin to reveal to us, Lord God, what the body of Christ's part is in this, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us not sit back and just wait for it to pass, oh God, but let us call on you that revelation will come in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. We just thank you even now, Lord God, that your promises are yes and amen, Lord God, and that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And for that, Lord God, we are forever grateful and thankful in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I just ask that you would just forgive us, Lord God, of our disobedience in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just repent in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we repent. We turn away from those things that are unlike you, Lord God. We give our hearts over to you, God, that we won't continue to be lukewarm, but God, that we will be on fire for you in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we just thank you that you are great and you are mighty, oh God, and we rest in your peace right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those words.
Amen.
John 1:1 instructs us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Psalms 46 tells us, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Father God, again, we come to you, Lord Jesus, seeking your assistance in our troubled times. Lord, your scriptures contain every word that we will need in order to be obedient to the call that you have placed on our lives. And Lord, we ask you just to continue to remind us of who we are. And in doing so, our obligation to you will be clear. Lord, Scripture tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we understand, Lord, that through you we can do all things. And in doing all things, Lord, we ask the faith that comes with faith and the faith that comes with being in alignment with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you. Lord, I ask you right now to bless my daughter Malkia. Allow her passageways to be open and allow the favor of God to be upon her as she recuperates from asthma. Lord, you know her. You made her. You know her shortcomings. But, Lord, I'm asking you to bless her continually and remove all those things that obstruct her passageway. And by your stripes, Lord, we are healed. Lord, as a community of Christians, we must continually understand our obligation, not only to you, Father, but to one another. Lord, during these times, we must understand that it is the faith leaders that should reach out and try to assist those who are not as knowledgeable as we should be. Let the faith leaders pray, and let the individuals who need prayer be receptive of those prayers. Lord, we come to you humble in our spirits, but we know, Lord, that it is because of your love for us and your compassion towards us that we could be both comforted and compassionate during these times of troubles. Lord, these prayers and all other blessings we ask in your name's sake, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
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 Is there anyone else that would like to pray?
Amen. Amen. Yes, I would. And I've opened up all of the lines. After I finished praying, I think there's only two lines that I just muted because I heard some noise in the background. But I opened up all the lines, and after I pray, I'm asking all of us then to go together in prayer and just lift our voice in praise, lift our voice in worship, in unity. And just a moment, let me see if I can find the line here that's giving us some background. And let's lift our voices here at the end of the call after after I pray. Just one moment, please. Okay. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, I praise you. I honor you. I worship you. God, I magnify your holy name because truly you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega. And God, there is none like you. I thank you for this awesome, magnificent, perfect day in you, God, because this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, I touch and agree with every prayer that has gone forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this line, over everyone on the line, over every family represented by the people on the line, every home, Lord God, every place of employment, every business, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every city that any one of us were born in, oh God, in this nation, Lord God, Father, everything that we represent, God, we plead the blood over it in the name of Jesus. I thank you that your grace and your mercy is ever before us, oh Lord God, and it's with us, Lord God. It leads and guides us and keeps us covered in the name of Jesus. I thank you for angels, oh God, that have been dispatched on our behalf, oh God, and Father, that you have given them charge over us, oh Lord God, and they should lift us up so that we shall not fall, and even if we fall, oh Lord God, that we would not get hurt, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that spiritually the righteous man even falls seven times, but he gets back up, Lord God. So I thank you for restoration. I thank you for reconciliation. I thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare a thing, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. So I speak to Malkia's respiratory system, and I command you to yield to the word of God. I command you to yield to the word of God. She is the daughter of the Most High. Her system belongs to him. He created her system, and you, Satan, shall not continue to hinder her. In fact, that spirit of Python that would choke us out, keep us from breathing properly, keep us from speaking the word of God, keep us from singing, keep us from using verbal ways to worship the Lord, to give forth that needs to be given forth. I command you to loose the woman of God in the name of Jesus, in the very name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, as you go, as things go, Lord God, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, I ask you to touch every apartment in this building, oh God. All of these seniors, oh God, not just here, God, but seniors everywhere, in every nursing home, every living assistant home, every senior community, Lord God, those that are being taken care of at home, Lord God. Father, touch, heal, deliver, and set us free in the name of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that the trick of the enemy, oh God, has been revealed. Oh God, he is exposed, oh Lord God. And Father, we have the shield of faith that we keep, that when he shoots his fiery darts at us, oh Lord God, that it will bounce off that shield, oh God, and return from to whence it came. God, I thank you for keeping us and covering us and shielding us. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your will be done, let your will be done, let your will be done. Lord God, there is nothing that is too hard for you. I thank you that as we pray in faith, oh Lord God, as we pray in faith, as we stand on the infallible word of God. Father, we truly have nothing to fear, God. We have nothing to fear in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you, Daddy. We praise you. We honor you. We trust you. And, oh, God, you are so faithful. You are such a covenant-keeping God, and not a man that you would lie to us. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is truly an honor that we are here together as one. Keep us bound together with cords that cannot be broken. And Lord God, more and more, let us get to know each other more during this season. Let us continue to reach out to one another, Lord God, seeing if anyone needs anything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're hearing of families that are totally, Lord God, that being without income. You are the source, God. Use us as a resource, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that none of ours shall lack with nothing. None lack for nothing, Lord God. None of ours, oh God, shall lack, God. I thank you that you're making a way, oh God, for every need to be met because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Now, Father, as we begin to lift our voice in praise, God, Lord, let you just be reminded of how much we love you, how much we trust you, how much we are depending on you, Lord God. So, Father, we lift our voices. We give you the praise. We give you all the glory and the honor. For truly, Lord God, you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm opening the rest of the lines. If you have your TV on or whatever, please mute it. In the name of Jesus, let's go ahead, y'all, and begin to give God praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't bombard him with a lot of phone calls right now. Let him have some peace. Amen. And all right, beloved. Well, listen, thank you. God bless you. And I pray the spirit of peace be with you. Be blessed in all that you do. Go forth tonight and be a blessing, even at this time of night. Be a blessing unto someone else. And let me publicly thank all of you that checked in on me, all of you that texted me or called me to see if I was all right and to see if I had any needs. I thank you. And this is the type of love that we want to see going throughout our church and throughout our community and families and relatives. So God bless you all. I love you and have a great evening. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
God bless.
And good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.